curiosity.
What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
Alrighty, folks, I got the arm wave from a man called T-Dog. That means it's time to begin, Mr. Curiosity, although...
I'm just the fill-in person here this morning.
You're not fill-in. You're going to become the main man.
I don't know about that yet.
It's a man called T-Dog.
He's not going to want to wake up early with us.
Yeah. I'm more of the night crew kind of guy.
Brown Bag Monday version of Mr. C. We got John Meyer here. We have Mindy. We have T-Dog, whose real name is Dan Kozlowski, although no one knows your real name.
Not here, anyway.
Just
T-Dog. Elizabeth known as T-Dog here in this building.
Elizabeth will be here shortly. We have to tell the story of T-Dog. Did you ever tell it to, like, the public?
I don't know. I mean, Kurt had me on so many times in the backyard. Who knows?
All right. Well, I think it's beautiful. So, and Mindy has to give me input, and so do you, John.
Okay.
So I grew up in Lackawanna County. Right in Dixon City is where everything was. All the restaurants, Burger King, Sugarman's, outlet stores, malls. And there was this new place in the 80s, before you were born, T-Dog.
Early 80s, I believe it opened.
Before you were born.
Oh, yes.
And it was called Top Dog. And there was a smiling hot dog. I think he was like an American flag hot dog.
He had a tuxedo on, I believe.
Did he have a
tuxedo? He had a tuxedo and a cane and a monocle in his eye.
And you would go to this place and play video games and eat cheap hot dogs and hamburgers. Do you know the price of this thing?
It started at 39 cents.
39 cents.
Wow.
Their big sign said 39 cent hamburgers and hot dogs. I remember when I first started dating my wife. So now we're talking 86-ish.
I hope he didn't take her
there. I took her to get a cheap. I was a poor college kid. Let's go get some burgers for 39 cents. So that place was called Top Dog. It's legendary. Now, I want to know, were there Top Dogs where you guys grew up?
No.
There was only two.
Oh, so I was wondering if it was a franchise.
Nope. There was one in Wilkes-Barre and there's one in Dixon City.
And here's the moral of the story. That was his dad and mom, correct?
So
my dad managed them for years, and in the last 6 years or so, he bought them out.
Yeah, but so did he buy into a franchise?
No. They were the only two.
Oh, so they exist, and then your dad said, I'm going to buy these places.
Yep. Well, he managed them for 15 years.
And when were you born? What year?
1990.
So this is this is done by then?
No, it closed in 2001. So I was
11
years old.
Oh, my God. I didn't know. Did the prices go from 39 to?
Yeah, they raised. They went up to 49 cents, and then they just raised from there.
What was the price of, like, a McDonald's cheeseburger at the time? Do you know?
I have no idea.
I think 69, maybe 79.
Couldn't tell you.
So that's Top
Dog. I've worked with T-Dog for years.
And you never knew that?
You didn't know the story?
I did not know the story.
See, I knew the story, but I heard it late at night after a telethon.
Oh,
when
okay.
When we were all hanging out late at night, I remember.
But see, even you guys hearing the story, you can't really appreciate it. This place was iconic. Everyone would go to Top Dog. You play video games and you eat cheap hot dogs and hamburgers.
We missed out, Mindy.
We need a resurgence.
Yeah,
get on that.
All right, so T-Dog, because you're here as a guest, and who knows, maybe a semi-permanent feature, you have to pick.
You keep saying that, Joe. You keep pushing that.
And you have a great voice.
Oh, boy.
You have to pick the first question. Brown Bag, these are sent from you.
I may pick it and give it right to you, the host.
No, you have.
Oh, no.
You have to read these things. So there's two types of questions. There's balled up questions and there's strips in there.
Okay.
Don't ignore the
strips.
Now,
wait a minute here. What's the difference?
Why the difference?
Yeah. That first question in my mind.
T-Dog, don't ask these questions.
No, some questions
come from Facebook. There's nothing technical.
No, because some questions come from Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to print out like a whole page and then I have to cut the questions out. The ones that are emailed are just a blank sheet that are emailed on one piece of paper.
So you just don't want to cut them is what it comes down to.
I don't want to take the time to cut these. You want me to cut them all in the strips?
No,
I will.
No.
All right. When is Joe going to retire? I hope not for a long time.
Oh.
What are your thoughts on Tom Williams working as morning anchor on the other TV station? They do have in parentheses, no offense here, but I got to be honest, boring. Station.
Well,
the other boring station.
Quite a start.
We're diving right in.
Opening up that can of worms.
How do we even get into the whole Tom Williams thing? Because it's a tender subject, but it's not.
Yeah, he wants to do news, and he's doing news.
Yeah, but do you want to tell the whole story quick? Who can best do that? He was here 30 years, loved news, passionate about news.
Yeah.
An opportunity came up for a political career. He thought, what the heck? This 30-year career that I love, I'm ready for something different. So he tried for that political office, as we all know, state rep, and it didn't work out. He lost. He then tried other political jobs for the last year or so. That was interesting, but he said politics was not what he had thought. He thought it was a little too weedy, a little too messy, and he wanted to get back in news. Now, we can't hire him here back at WNEP because his position was filled. Next thing you know, the other station starts knocking on his door. He takes the job, and here we are.
You're really good at explaining this.
Well, that sounds good to me.
But the point is, a lot of people think it was like this strategy all along. I'm going to go work for the other guys. I'm going to show. No.
No. It just happened.
One thing led to another.
Tom's such a news guy. He is.
Tom's a news guy. And he wanted to get back in, and we just didn't have an opening here because it was replaced. It's like if a surgeon leaves a hospital, CMC, goes to a competitor. You know, so what, right?
It's just a bigger deal, I guess, when it's a face that the public knows.
I guess. Teachers can work at different schools. Surgeons can work at different hospitals. And anchors can work at different TV stations. We
and
love the guy.
Obviously, we're all still friends.
Yep.
Right. We still text all the time, so.
I even meet it's up with Tom, good. Mindy, so take that.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Ooh, that one gets good.
Last year, we hung out for the cover rock band. You didn't go.
Oh,
remember
that's
that?
Right.
Lake
that's
Harmony?
Right. Well, I hung out with him on my birthday, and you didn't go, so. There you
that
go.
Does hurt my feelings.
All right, I think we've got to hold him, though, to that first part of the question, too, don't we?
What was
Which
that?
What?
When's Joe going to retire?
Oh, when's Joe going to retire?
That was the first half.
I tell you what, I still love coming in every day to work. I don't like waking up at 3:20. I don't like not having the opportunity to just say, oh, I'm going to go to Denver and hang out with my son for 2 weeks. Oh, I'm going to go visit my daughter in Boston. I would love to have the opportunity to just do that. Who wouldn't, right?
Yeah.
You get 3-4 weeks vacation every day that you have off is a big deal. It would be nice to be loose, right? That would be the benefit.
But you would be so bored.
But I'd have no desire to retire. I mean, I'm 57. Is that old? I don't know.
No, that's young.
Most people work at least until the early mid-60s. Oh, so yeah. I've got 5-10 years to go here, right?
At least 10.
Plus, I'm new here. We're just starting the fun.
Yeah!
With the
three Johnny
of
doesn't want me to retire.
So you're not retiring.
This gray hair makes me look older than I am, okay?
No, just distinguished.
I'm not ready to retire. All right. Yeah. Who's up next for the bag?
Mindy.
All righty.
Dun, dun. Are you going for a strip or a ball?
I'm going for a ball.
Why is everyone going for the balls?
They're
go for
easier to grab.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, shoot.
Mindy
I did
it.
This last time, too. I'm sorry. Okay. Let's see.
All right. Elizabeth, you're showing up. She's just in time.
She's a busy person.
Yeah,
she's just finishing up an interview for a news story.
Yes. About AI. Ooh, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, we're scary. All right, Elizabeth, Mindy's just about to ask us.
Okay, this is from...
You missed the Tom Williams question.
Dan in Manuka. Yeah. The weather map shows 6 Great Lakes, yet we only recognize 5. Why, Joe? Why? Why?
What weather map shows six?
I don't know.
Well, let me think about this. So you have Huron, Michigan, Superior, Erie, Ontario.
Yeah, there's 5.
So where's the...
Is he thinking that
Winnipeg?
The bay way up there in Canada.
James Bay? I wonder if he's thinking James Bay is a...
I don't know.
I don't know either.
All right.
I was going to ask millennial, you from me teaching at Marywood for all these years, 20-somethings do not know geography. Do you fall into that?
100%.
So wouldn't be able to identify and name the 5
No, I could have done that.
Okay, that you could have done.
But general geography, I can't get anywhere without my phone. Nowhere.
I have brilliant students at Marywood, and if you ask them where Nebraska is, they have no clue. It's amazing.
Well, that's also an East Coast thing.
Oh,
is
it?
People don't know anything west of the Mississippi.
Get out.
It's very true, because I've said things before, and people look at me strangely, and I'm like, no, this is Iowa's here.
So just the west?
Yeah. East Coast people do not know the western part of the U.S.
I think you're right.
I think she's right.
Yeah.
Because I had to look at a map when we first were anchoring together. I was like, I hate to say this, but I have to look at a map to see exactly where Iowa fits in.
Right in the middle.
Yes.
My first job out of college is when I really started realizing how bad I was at geography and how little I knew of the rest of the country. So I would train myself I was the morning show anchor, and on commercial breaks, I printed out maps of the United States and I would try to fill in all the states. And I got it down to a pretty good, I haven't done it in years now, so I don't know if I'd still be okay to do it.
Plus, it's amazing we bring up the Great Lakes. How few people in northeastern Pennsylvania have seen a Great Lake.
Oh, you think
Whereas
so?
Yeah. I grew up in northwestern Pennsylvania. Lake Erie was a part of life, and a lot of people went on vacations to Lake Erie or long weekends or things like that.
Go
or
to the beach?
To Niagara Falls. Going to the beach for a lot of people meant
going
to Presque Isle at Lake Erie.
Interesting.
So, but here, a lot of people wouldn't think of going that way on a trip.
Right.
They're going to go to the Jersey Shore or Maryland or Delaware or the Outer Banks.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Now, T-Dot, did you know the Great Lakes? Be honest.
I wouldn't be able to name all of them, I don't think.
No.
Definitely know where they would be, though.
We respect your honesty. What about Elizabeth? Did you ever hear of Top Dog? You have any idea what Top Dog is all about? We won't get back into that.
Well,
all
right. She's not from the area.
She's not from the area. All right. It was a great restaurant with 39-cent hamburgers.
Ooh. Owned by T-Dog's family. That's why he's called T-Dog.
That's why he's called T-Dog. Top Dog.
I think I've heard that story before.
Did they have a jingle?
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Top Dog, Top Diggity Dog, Top Diggity Dog, Top Dog.
That's great.
Catchy.
39 short and sweet. Burgers too. Top grain quality just for you.
Just for you.
I didn't know there was a second verse.
Yeah.
That is great.
That's awesome.
All right, I guess it's my turn.
Your turn, Big
Sorry,
Daddy.
No, you're fine.
See, Elizabeth, will you do me a favor? Right. Go for the strips. Everyone's going for the ball.
You're a great team together and something to look forward to each weekday morning. Wondering if any of you speak to Tom, and if so, if he misses it over there, and if maybe he doesn't really care for all the levity. Curious.
So, well, there is that rumor out there that I'm a newsman. I don't like this silliness. I'm going to go to another station. And
didn't he do it for 20-some years?
Right. That's total fabrication.
Yeah. I've heard people say that he wanted to escape the craziness.
And
of
that's totally ridiculous.
Not true.
Yeah, he's a fun-loving guy, loves the silliness more than anybody probably.
Yeah.
And he did great voices. Like, I don't know if people realize that he could do these voices so well. He can do SpongeBob.
I think people think that because he was so good at playing the straight man off of Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was part of the comedy.
That was part of the bit. Exactly. Yeah. So we explained the whole Tom Williams thing. You missed it.
Yeah, I'm sad I missed that.
We can move on.
So it's your
turn. We already got that question.
Okay.
Are you going strip?
Well, I can't see. No.
Well, the bad camera, T-Dog will not.
Sorry, I went for a ball.
Whoa, what did I do?
I said you set up the bag. You will not let it move.
Okay, so we had this question during our last Brown Bag Monday, but it got canceled because, or not canceled. It got deleted by accident.
That's right. That was when we had our technical
glitch. So we can rehave this conversation if you want. Okay. You'll like this because it's about you. Oh. What is John Meyer's favorite part about being with the Morning Crew? And what is his least? Also, what do Joe and Mindy feel John added to the Morning Crew?
Oh, yeah. We had this whole conversation, but no one got to hear it.
Yeah, we just talked about it.
Favorite part of the morning show is just all the fun and the positivity. I just love that we get to do the news and people get informed, but people get to start their day with a laugh, with a smile. And I think they leave not feeling like the world's ending that sometimes you can get from watching a newscast.
Yeah.
And I think people really get a fun start to their day. The 2.5 hours that we are on the air fly by.
It's amazing.
And it's amazing because you think that's a long time at that hour in the morning, but it just flies by. I think we all have fun together. We work well together. So it's just a great atmosphere. What I don't like is obviously the alarm.
Yeah.
2 a.m.
Wait, don't say the alarm because you have four
multiple alarms.
I slept through an alarm one time. So, yeah, I have four alarms to get up at 2 a.m. Joe has described it best. It is a few minutes of torture, and it is torture.
So out of all you guys, is that the most alarms? Four?
I have two.
I have three.
I have two on my phone, two on my Amazon Alexa, and two on my digital alarm clock. So that's technically
six.
Okay,
so you have six.
Yeah, I think I win.
But the alarm is tough. It's tough getting up at that hour. But I'm done with work. We're done with work late morning. And so we have the whole day, the whole afternoon to do things. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine my life before this because of all I'm able to get done during the day.
Right.
Go for hikes, projects around the house. Summer's about to start and the kids and I are going to have a blast all summer long. And that's all thanks to working a shift like this. So it's worth it for that early alarm. And yeah, we get hit with some waves of tired, but it's all worth it.
Totally.
And I've been doing this for 23 years, this shift, and I forget what a normal life is like. I couldn't imagine waking up at, say, 7, 8, going to your job at 9, ending at 5, coming home, eating, and then what?
And then it's over. The day's done.
There's like no life at all.
My shift before, I
no offense to the 9-to-5ers. I don't know how you do it.
I got up with the kids at 6:30, was getting them, or that got them ready for school and all that kind of stuff. I got to work at 9:30. worked till 6:30, got home around 7, we'd eat dinner, play with the kids for a half hour, put them to bed, watch TV for an hour, and go to bed.
So your whole
life. Never accomplished anything. I'd have to think, oh, can I mow the lawn when I get home tonight and try to squeeze that in?
Yeah.
Now I get home, I'm like, oh, I'm going to mow the lawn. I'm going to take a nap. Yeah. I'm going to take a hike. I'm going
to
go.
Sometimes I struggle to fill the hours.
Yes.
And you do the math, and it's like, wait, do I have that much extra time?
Yeah, it's so much extra time. It really is. All because of that.
Because you wake up and immediately go to work.
Yes.
It's not milling about in the morning and struggling to get up and maybe going to the gym. Now you get up, you go to work, you get it done, then you have all day.
It's amazing. Yeah. The whole world should shift to a 4 a.m. to maybe 1 o'clock work.
Well, on Saturday nights, around 9 o'clock, when I'm out with my friends.
Yeah,
my eyes are closing. Then I'm thinking, how am I doing this every week?
But yeah, that wave of tired could be
pretty. You can hit a wall that's really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So what was the other part of the question?
What do we feel John has brought to the Morning Crew? And I remember we answered this all the same last time. His positivity is contagious.
Oh, we said that, really?
Can't
imagine.
Is that why it got deleted?
What about his toxic nice guy stuff? I mean,
it's almost too much.
It's almost too much.
Well, the night side isn't the same since you left.
Oh,
it's not the same.
You're so sweet.
He is a nice guy. I mean, it is contagious.
Yeah.
But it's true.
When you're around positivity, it helps you become more positive, I think.
Very friendly face to see at 3 o'clock in the morning.
And he always says good morning, no matter how grumpy you may feel or inside.
You both do that. I'll say that. Whenever I come in, you both give the best good mornings ever.
Aww. And I don't necessarily need that, John, just so you know.
I know you don't. It's so funny. I'll say good morning, Joe, and then he just laughs.
Because I'm thinking, why is he saying that? Is he mocking me?
No.
Is he sarcastic?
He's being nice.
Genuinely wishing you a good morning.
So, and then the other nice thing, too, about having John fill in, or not fill in, but, you know, step into this role, is that it was just so seamless. Mm-hmm. Like when we knew there was an opening, I thought immediately, I'm like, oh, John Meyer. And then I had to convince you.
It almost seemed too obvious because it fits so perfectly.
Yeah. It just worked out.
Yeah.
It's funny, and I really appreciate your kind words, obviously. But it's funny how now that I'm in it, I just feel like this fits my personality so much better than being an evening news anchor.
Yeah.
I love that role, too.
Right, but you're a fun-loving
guy. I am a newsman, and I love the news, and I have a passion for journalism. But I also like to have fun and laugh and share the personality, and this is the perfect place for that.
I know. We sense that, too. Because we can't just expect Mindy, everyone, to be like that.
I know.
If we had another anchor from, I'm not going to name names, but it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Because maybe they'd be like, I'm above that.
It is funny.
And we're above nothing.
I am at least, not above anything.
Mindy said about how she tried to convince me to take the job. And it was pretty quickly after the news that Tom was leaving came out. And she told me how great the shift is, all that stuff we talked about with
the fun shift with kids,
how great it was. And then the next day she came over and she's like, so I've been thinking about it. And I feel like I may have oversold it a little bit. I want you to know there are some drawbacks, too.
I felt so guilty. I even asked my kids. I said, I told John how great it was, and my daughter looked at me. She said, Mom, you're tired a lot. And I'm like, okay. So there are drawbacks, and I have to be honest.
Oh. So now there's a joke that I have with Mindy is that I have on my shoulder like that old Flintstone image of the angel and the devil. Yeah. I have good Mindy and bad Mindy that are always playing in my head, where it's like 7 at night, I'm having beers with the neighbor.
Stay up another hour.
I know I need to go to bed. Bad Mindy's like, just do it. You have flexibility. Take a nap tomorrow. And good Mindy's like, you're going to be really tired.
Yeah.
You better go to bed. It's a constant struggle.
It is a constant. And even though I don't necessarily have – I do have good Mindy and bad Mindy, too.
We all do. We all do.
Because it is a struggle. You're at that point in the evening when it's time for bed. And
this
especially
time
this
year.
Time of year when
so
it's
nice
still light and it's beautiful.
The best time of day.
It's tempting to stay up longer. But one thing Mindy pointed out when she convinced me to take the shift is that we have the flexibility. If you do stay up a little bit later, you can take a nap the next day.
That's true.
And you don't have to miss the thing you wanted to do.
Yeah.
It could be an important child event.
Oh, the amount of things I've attended with the kids that I was going to miss, it's amazing.
And you pay the price by no sleep, and then you make it up.
You make it
so it's perfect. There's so many options.
Yes.
So did we answer the whole question?
I think we
yes.
did.
I think we did.
Okay. Well, the only problem was the recorder stopped. So you guys want to do that one more time?
No.
There's a delivery.
We have to do it three.
We're trying to sabotage him.
No more compliments.
No, I'll just go over here.
That's one of the restrictions of Brown Bag Monday, you guys.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
compliments.
No compliments.
No compliments. No compliments.
Oh, shoot.
We just did a lot of compliments.
In the future.
All right, let's drag him down a little bit.
In the future, no compliments.
He's too tall.
No
bird
questions.
He's too nice.
Yeah.
Are you next?
T-Dog's
next.
T-Dog's
next. No, you didn't go at all.
Oh, yeah, Joe, you didn't pick anything.
Oh,
yet.
I'm going for a strip.
Yeah, come on.
I'm going for a
Dan
strip.
Dan said he was going to submit a question.
Really? Oh, Dan, your boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
I got a strip. I got a strip. All right, so who is the biggest jerk at WNEP?
Oh.
We can't say that.
Wait, There are no jerks at WNEP.
As Mindy says, everybody's nice.
Yes, that's the response to that question. Everybody is nice.
Pick a new one.
Do we want to pass around the bell? No, that means you can't answer. You're uncomfortable. All right.
But can't we just give a little hint?
No, I'm not answering that. Joe Schnittig is a real jerk in the morning.
There you go.
Making me get up early for this.
Yeah, there's jerks everywhere.
And let's be real. Compared to the rest of this business, there are some big egos in television news.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we've all worked with some of them. Those people aren't here.
No,
that's true. Everyone here is overall.
Yeah, the funny part is
so down to earth.
The funny part is honestly, no one really sticks out.
No.
I can't wait to.
It's not like we all looked at each other like, oh, we all know who we want to say.
No, there's not a name that's like, oh, that person.
Yeah,
yeah,
no. Right.
Because people ask me all the time, is everyone really like they are on TV?
Yeah, do they all actually get along? And the answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
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 Well, we have our moments. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. So who's next?
I would say
Mindy.
Probably Mindy. In this room, I'm the biggest jerk.
I don't know if you're a jerk
you're
necessarily.
Not
you're just somewhat difficult sometimes. But we love you. All right, I'm picking up Strip just for you.
All right.
All right. Why do we still have to deal with daylight savings time?
Oh, Joe, you touched on this week.
I love this question.
Big political question.
But every year you hear about the legislation to stop it.
Every year.
Yep.
And which way do you go? The beauty of now, if you're listening to this in June, is if we didn't mess around with the clock, the sun comes up at 4:30. It would be a 4:30 sunrise and a 7:30 sunset. I think that's perfect.
We think that's perfect.
I don't know, not just because of the shift.
You don't think?
Even I'm a summer guy. You guys know that. I love to go to concerts and bike rides and everything. But very rarely am I outside at 8:30, 9 o'clock saying, I wish it were brighter longer. I'm done with the day.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
but why
not take
in my
it away?
Previous life a year ago, I would say I definitely want it to be light later. Because I
really?
Loved that time of day.
But it's still bright out at 9 o'clock.
I know. I loved it.
But I do hate the sunrises after 7 o'clock do really, really
they
make
do.
Me
but,
sad.
But, if Mindy and I, every morning at now, 4:42, we're showing a camera that's showing it getting light.
Yeah,
light. If that was 3:42 that it's getting light in the morning, I think a lot of people that like to sleep a little later would not like giving up all
T-dog
that daylight.
So as a night side person, how hard is it to fall asleep in the day?
Yeah.
It's very,
it's
difficult. Very difficult.
It's very difficult. Okay. Yeah.
December is so much easier.
Yeah, but
sleep.
Do you guys do all the necessary things, honestly? Do you have the blockout shades
I
and
don't, and I should.
I do.
Yeah, it's so much easier. Just do it.
I know.
You
but
get them on Amazon, blockout shades.
But mentally, you know people are having fun while you're trying to go to sleep.
That's the hard thing is because – when I got like last night, I was outside with the kids playing in full sunlight, and then you go in to go to bed, and your body just knows you were just in the sun.
Yeah, that's tough.
So it is tough this time of year.
Yeah.
But the other daylight savings thing is that so if we how would it work then in December?
So what do you mean if we didn't?
If we
let's say we kept them as they are.
The way it's being proposed, the legislation.
Yeah, you're right. The key
would keep.
Daylight
savings.
Saving time, which means now the sun is coming up at 8:30 in the winter.
Oh.
But it's bright out until 5:36
instead of 4:30.
But in
the winter, why do you want it to be bright out later?
Yeah, but
it's cold. You want to be inside anyway. All cozy.
I have to admit, what we do back and forth does work.
It does work.
It does work.
Well, and you know, when they did it in the 70s, when the energy crisis was, they
uproar,
did it.
Yeah.
And when December came and it was dark and 8-something, people flipped out
yeah.
and hated it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Waiting at the bus stop in the dark and all that kind of stuff.
It did not last
and
long.
And I think we'd have the same reaction. It sounds good when you turn the clocks back.
Yeah.
This well, time, oh, I'm losing an hour of sleep.
But is
this
it just for the kids then? Because what are the other negatives?
But I think adults would go nuts too.
You think?
Getting your day started and always be in the dark that time of year.
It's depressing.
But what if you're driving home at 5 o'clock and it's dark? That's depressing.
No, it's not because you're like your mindset is like
out.
It's time to go home and get, you know, settled for the night.
I see why it's a debate, but I think it just works the way it is.
So you don't think anything's gonna come of this?
I don't.
Nope.
Keep Next
it,
question.
I don't mind flipping. I really don't. It kind of, it's exciting.
It's a signal of the next time of the year.
It signifies the season.
Yeah.
It is hard, though, for children and pets.
Yeah.
Because they have a routine that's so strict.
They do. John, not going for the strips.
Oh, my gosh. This is a recurring theme.
Uh-oh.
Is it another?
Is it about Tom?
Are you not allowed to mention Tom Williams, former morning show member?
But no, but that's
Tom,
a good
Tom,
question.
Tom,
it
Tom,
is,
Tom,
we're
Tom.
Mentioning him now, but yeah. We can't mention him during our newscast for obvious reasons.
For obvious reasons. Yeah.
That that's
would be
obvious.
Weird.
And we couldn't mention him when he was
running for
office.
Right. But that applies to everybody.
Because we weren't going to give him any preferential treatment.
Right.
And not mention his opponents and everything back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
But there's just a reality to all this, that Tom's our friend and everything, but
we can't just ignore the past. He was part of the morning team for so many years.
Yeah,
no.
But yeah, if we mentioned him on the air now, that would be just bizarre.
It'd be bizarre. Yeah. People are like, who's that guy? If they don't know him, then they'll Google him. Oh, let's watch and see.
Now, I would feel more comfortable mentioning like Ryan on the air because he's not doing anything in news.
He's not a TV station.
I think I have mentioned him in the past.
Right.
Because he's not doing anything on TV. And I mean, he still gives me story ideas all the time.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
We're still a circle of friends, even though some people may not work here anymore.
Right.
But,
exactly.
Yeah.
And it brings up a point that's not addressed here. I'm getting a lot of comments on the streets. Why are so many people leaving WNEP? If you go back over all the decades, there's always people leaving.
Well, also, it's because of COVID just changed the way people think about
the
their careers.
Yeah.
Like Sarah, for example, who I replaced, she wanted to be at home with her kids more because she got a little taste of it.
That's
She's like, this is really nice. Like, Julie wanted to do something different.
Julie wanted to
Mike
do something.
Mike Erat wanted to
it.
Retire. Like, people just realized what was important
Tom
to them.
Tom Williams ran for office.
Yeah, there's
Carmelo Mataloni got a new job.
People just kind of realized what was working for them, what wasn't. They liked being home with their pets and their dogs. They realized that they were burned out from the news. Like, it was a really, really hard, tough 2 years, and people just reorganized their priorities. It was also just a giant
coincidence.
Yeah,
right.
And it happened in every field.
Yeah, every
it's
field.
It's just that our field, everyone knows the
it's
people
so
involved.
Public
it's so public. But just think of if anyone listening to this, you know someone that changed their career after COVID. Because everyone does.
Yeah.
There was a
same
big
thing.
And every industry is short-staffed because everyone is doing the same thing. But because, like you said, it just looks weird when every month, basically, someone else is dropping like flies.
But it was a coincidence for the most part.
And there's no big conspiracy going on.
Nope.
No one's getting kicked out.
People want to find one.
Yeah, they want to find one.
Even the way we do things changed since COVID.
Yeah.
Dramatic.
Look at all the Zoom call interviews we have now. We never had that before.
Yeah.
Right. That was something we wouldn't have done before. We would have considered that to be a bad move. But
and
now.
I mean, obviously we prefer in-person stuff, but the interview I just did about AI with the Zoom, it's with a Wilkes professor who's not on campus, so I wouldn't have been able to do it.
Yes. And the interviews that we do with people that are far away that we just wouldn't be able to interview them.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's changed.
As a matter of fact, speaking of AI, you are not even here. You are a computer-generated image, and your voice was made by AI. Elizabeth is not here.
I am a robot.
There you go.
Wow.
So convincing. She's going for a strip!
Ooh, this is a fun one.
I'm telling you, a lot of the strip ones, I think, are juicier.
Do your spouses / friends, et cetera, critique your on-air TV work. Okay. I'll start.
Okay, she's going to start. All right.
Well, my boyfriend watches every single morning at either 6 or 6:30.
I think that's really sweet, by the way.
It is. He's a sweetheart. And he doesn't give – he gives, constructive criticism if there is some to be had. But my friends make fun of me all the time. They're constantly mocking me. But they also say that I change my voice a lot on TV. I don't. I think some people on television really change their voice to try to sound like I am doing the news. And I hate that. So I pride myself on not changing my voice that much. But you have to project. So you have to change your voice a touch. But they constantly are saying, do your news voice. Do your news voice.
That's really funny. Fun.
Elizabeth, but you bring up such a valid point. Because I get that all the time, too. You act different. Tell me a career where someone doesn't put on their game face when they're at work.
Customer service voice.
If you're an accountant, a teacher, you work at Best Buy, I don't care what your job is, you're a different person.
Yes.
Because you have to play a role.
Yeah.
Or it's a jacked up version of yourself, or it's just a more thoughtful person of yourself.
You
have to be
more
different.
Confidence.
Yes, you have to be different.
And there are some days where I come into work and all I want to do is just lay in bed, but you can't do that.
You
have to be on. So that's what you're saying. But I think the four of us are very good at just being ourselves, which goes with our show.
Beauty of being behind the scenes. Yeah, I'm the same here as I am when I walk out the door.
No, I don't believe that. I bet you when you're in front of your colleagues, if we had a camera on you, you act different in front of them than if you were home.
I don't think so.
T-Dog.
I don't think so either.
I think I'm the same way.
So back to the question about spouses.
You have a spouse who works here.
Yeah, you guys both work here.
So we critique each other.
Now our news anchors here. And it's funny because Rennie's not up as early, so she doesn't see the morning show as much. But she will. She'll point out different things that she does see that she likes or doesn't. And has done that all through my career. And I'll do the same for her. And it is kind of helpful because we both know the business so much. So we're able to...
Yeah, do you ever get offended?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you get uncomfortable?
Really. And we don't really... There's not a lot of bad to point out when I'm watching her. I mean, she just started anchoring, last summer?
She's great. Yeah.
And right away I said to her, you've got this. You're a natural at this. And she said, oh, you're just saying that because you're my husband. But I wasn't. And you know, I could be honest with her with certain things. But yeah, there's critiques here and there. Does Michael watch?
Yeah, does he critique you? He does.
And the thing is, he's been with me since before I was professional, when I was in college. And so he's seen the evolution of my career. And his honest critiques have been so helpful over the years. Like he will tell me, honestly, does this look good? Does that look good? Are you doing this correctly, that correctly? And you need that.
Yeah. I really do.
Because in this business, it's really difficult and people will say things to you, but you have to have someone who cares about you enough to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Because especially with if there's an ethical concern or just a journalistic integrity question, I'll go to my boyfriend or my parents and I'll just say, what do you think about this as a sounding board rather than, you know, I mean, obviously I would go to you guys sometimes too, but sometimes you just want to talk it out with someone who knows you best and knows, no, this, you're doing the right thing. You're doing this right. But yeah, I will say my ex-boyfriend never, ever watched me.
Really? Good thing you got rid of him.
I wonder,
had to get that in there.
Is the new guy, why does he say he watches? Because he just feels like he wants to see your work or it's a way to get close to you because he's distant.
Because we do medium distance relationship. But I don't know. I mean, the morning show is also fun to watch. So I think that helps. And I think it does. My dad watches at the same time too. And I think it does help them, you know, give them a reason to get out of bed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's like you're there too.
Yeah.
They want their Elizabeth by them.
Oh, God.
Does Dawn ever critique? Has she critiqued you at all? She
kind of is quiet anymore. She used to why'd you do that? And why'd you do this? And I'm like, it's showbiz. That's my answer.
It's showbiz.
It's the perfect answer. It's showbiz.
Your role is obviously a little different than most.
But I use this example for her. I said, Dawn, I do the same thing when I teach. I become a different person because I have a purpose. My job is to entertain and inform. Mm-hmm, I can't be boring Joe that you see at home. I got to turn it on.
You have to perform.
I have to perform.
Yeah, I get it.
Does boring Joe exist?
Yeah, I think there's boring Joe.
There's boring Joe.
I've seen quieter Joe.
Well, the thing is, I'm like your typical guy. When I'm with all my buddies or just having fun, I'm different. And then if it's with all my friends and my wife's there, they'll say you're different.
Because you were different at the PAB Awards. I would say that.
Yeah. Because I can't. Because
I think that's typical.
It's typical. Yeah. It's when you're married, if your spouse, when you go out with your friends, don't you act different than if your boyfriend is there?
I really don't, and I probably should. That's great.
My wife keeps me contained more. That's what it is.
How the viewers have this image of us as the on-air personality, and I get it. But we joked about it this week where you showed a photo of me kayaking, and it was my bare feet, anchor feet.
Anchor feet.
And we joke that I'm still wearing the shirt and tie while hiking. Because people have just this set image of John Meyer news anchor.
Yeah. You're an anchor.
That I am dressed up all the time.
And you never have bare feet.
And so when I go to Garrity's wearing a shorts and a t-shirt, wow, you look so different in person.
That's so funny.
That's the way I am all the time.
This really reminds me of something I haven't told you guys about before. My friends and I have this thing where we decide that everyone in this earth, every single person, is either clean or crusty. And it has nothing to do with hygiene. You're either clean or you're crusty. And immediately, John and Mindy are clean. Joe and Elizabeth are crusty.
What does crusty mean? It just means
you're like, I don't even know how to describe it. Even if you're in a shorts and a t-shirt, you're clean. Like the other day, I got out of the shower and I was in a robe and a turby twist.
Oh, I see.
And I said to my friends, am I clean now? And they were like, no, you're still crusty. You have a stain on your robe.
Oh,
you have makeup under your eyes. Like,
I'm
you're
definitely
still just
crusty then.
I thought I would definitely be in the crusty category.
No.
Really?
Because you're a low maintenance.
I want to be crusty. I'll roll into the dollar store.
John Meyer is low maintenance, though.
No, but it's not about being low maintenance.
No, but overall, like, I'll roll into the
overall.
The dollar store. I'll roll in there with Crocs on, stained shorts.
Yeah. Like, I just have my car's always dirty.
No.
Sometimes my hair is dirty.
Too. Maybe there's a crusty John you just don't know.
Maybe, but your overall vibe is clean.
Yeah, but Joe is definitely clean.
Yeah, I'm type A. Very, yes.
That's true.
Extremely neat.
Yeah,
maybe
way more neat than I am.
Maybe Mindy is.
I think I'm
maybe
crusty.
You are on the team.
Let's
crusty
go check. Yeah, let's go check out each other's
cars. You seem really organized, though.
2006 car.
You're not that organized.
No, I wish I was organized, and I'm so happy you think I am. But I'm not.
You give off an organized vibe.
I love that.
You just hit on it, though. I think here's the definition. You randomly look at someone's car. That tells you whether they're crusty or clean.
Clean. You do have a clean car.
I have a dog.
My car is always clean.
Yeah, and Tom Williams' car was always clean.
If you looked at my car, you would look completely different of me.
Maybe we've got it all
wrong. Maybe you got it backwards, yeah.
Maybe we've got it all wrong.
But don't you feel good that she thought we were clean?
Yeah.
I just feel really good about that.
It's all a part that.
John's like, I want to be
crusty. Now I have to go vacuum my car. All right, is it my turn?
Oh, yeah.
Strip, strip, strip. No, he's not. He's just ignoring it. He's going for the big.
The top.
Strip, strip, strip.
All right, there's a lot crossed out. All right, you mentioned Hansen in your weather forecast. Is it true you're a fan? Follow up to that. Were you at their show here in Scranton back in the summer of 2004?
Let's do it. Come on, T-Dog. Oom-bop.
No, this is all you.
Oom-bop.
Are we allowed to do that on a podcast?
Maybe
we
just
can't.
Do.
The lawyers don't let us on TV.
I think
maybe
a podcast will
allow.
So Hansen is one of those groups, Guilty Pleasure.
No.
Like, no, I don't like buy anything by them or
the
anything.
Based
but
on you right now, Mindy says it all.
I would let that song play. And they seem like talented musicians.
Elizabeth. Who's Hansen?
I was just waiting for Elizabeth to say who's Hansen.
Who's Hansen? Oom-bop.
You don't know Oom-bop?
No.
Oh, wow. I didn't
think they're one of the first. I think they're one of the first legit boy bands. Because they had a little bit of an attitude.
Well, she said the email said it was 2004 was the concert in Scranton. So,
they were pretty big in the early mid-2000s, Hansen. You should know
she
them.
Was just a kid.
Yeah, but you should know
yeah,
Hansen.
Yeah, she would have liked Hansen
they
as
were
an 8-year-old.
Three young boys.
But they were talented
hair.
Musicians.
They were.
And they didn't have like a cutesy look. They were like, I thought, just because they were young, but they were good musicians.
But it was kind of annoying pop, too.
It was annoying pop.
And it got stuck in our heads all the time.
Bubblegum. Huh. Yeah.
And I'm a sucker for a lot of, I still love the Archies. Sugar, Sugar. You can't turn
that
song.
That's a good one.
I can't turn certain songs off, and I'm going to throw Hansen into that group, but I would never see them concert or buy anything from them. No.
How about a Hansen tribute band?
No! No, I don't even know any other songs besides Oom-bop.
I don't think there is a Hansen.
All right, T-Dog, I think we're back to you.
Oh, boy. I missed the last round. That was fine with me.
You have a great voice. Anyone ever tell you that?
No.
You should be the WD.
That's not true.
You should be our
stuff. Well, he has his own podcast.
Oh, I got a ripped one here.
Oh, that's right, T-Dog.
We're
going
to get to that. Yeah, we have to get to that.
Side of Nepa.
Oh, I got to piece this one together.
You need some tape or glue?
Why do you keep repeating the commercials over?
Oh, this could be
and
good.
Over.
Why are you saying
I like
over
it was like over?
Over and over.
That Jardins one is very annoying.
We hate. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
What is the Jardins one? Is there
one to read?
We have no control over that, unfortunately.
I think they know that. We have no control over the commercials.
I know, but it does get annoying to see the same.
Who
what
does
is the
control
what
that?
Is the Jardins
does
one?
Does anyone in this building control that?
I don't know if it's controlled.
I don't think
here
I've seen the Jardins commercial.
It's on All Morning Long.
All Morning Jardins. Yeah. It's a medical, it's a drug.
Oh.
Commercial.
Oh, okay.
And they dance around and they wear blue and yellow and they sing this song.
There's so many logos.
Here's a little behind the scenes to all of you is that when we're on the air, we don't hear the audio for the commercials.
Yeah.
It's just quiet during the commercial breaks, which I think we're really lucky.
It's wonderful. Yeah.
Because I notice, especially on the morning show, it's almost that certain ads run at the same time every morning.
Oh, I see. Right.
And if we heard that song or those,
it would drive me nuts.
Songs, there's lots of commercials. We don't want to hear the song.
Yeah, because when I'm getting ready in the makeup room, I have our channel on, and the commercials are always the same, and I have those same slogans just on repeat on the time. For imprint, for certain.
Yes, the Flex
Seal
guy.
The for imprint is everywhere. Yeah,
everywhere.
Something about the imprint. But they know this. If you have a plumbing store, and this guy keeps coming in buying plumbing supplies and spending a lot of money, you're not going to say, don't come in here anymore. So these people are paying the bills.
Yes.
Right?
We get these talk by calls all the time during political season.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why are you wearing these political
ads?
It's
not, yeah. We're a business.
We're a business. And I don't know all the rules, but we have to.
Right.
To balance it.
It has to be balanced. And when they buy it, we have to air it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's not our choice. And we see them all the time, too. Yeah. But it's just, it is. It's a business. It has to make money somehow. And commercials is how it's done.
Our company's here to make money. We're here to make money.
It's all
about
the way it works.
It's all about the money.
It is. Are you going to dig
a little more than just the money? But...
Well, no, but I mean, at the core level, yes, it's all about.
That's what it is.
I'm going to pick a strip question for you. That's it. There's your backup.
Okay, that wasn't even a question anyway. It was just a comment.
Well, wait. All right, let's.
Oh, this is a good one. Joe will like this. You have to open up a hornet's nest and get bitten for 3 minutes or spend 2 weeks in a jail cell with your most unliked in-law.
Ooh, that's a good hypothetical.
For those that don't know, Joe loves hypotheticals.
There's a hornet's nest here. What do I have to do?
Open it up and get bitten for 3 minutes straight or spend 2 weeks in a jail cell with your most unliked in-law.
But you like your mother-in-law.
That's an unliked.
I know, but, I'm just saying.
Picture all your in-laws.
All the in-laws.
Or even if it was a friend, to go to jail for how long?
Two weeks. That's nothing. Getting bit for 3 minutes, that's torture.
If I knew it wouldn't cause death or some type of major health reaction.
True.
I would kind of, it's like when you eat a hot pepper. I'm taking that challenge. I'd love to rip open a hornet's nest, get bitten all over, definitely then go to jail.
Minutes,
if it was just 3 minutes and then it's over with.
Yeah, then it's over.
Yeah, but then you hurt for a
but
long
if,
time.
But if the hurt wasn't there, because the hurt could last for 2 weeks, so if that's, then it's worth going to jail. But if it's just 3 minutes.
2 weeks of jail with an in-law himself.
It might be a healing process where you get to know this person and realize you have more in common than you realize.
I don't know if I'd want to be in a jail cell with someone that I really like.
That's what I'm saying, even to life.
For 2 weeks.
You would learn a lot about yourself.
Are you considering?
You could write a novel.
Considering the hornets, too.
I don't think the hornets are a good idea.
I'm taking the hornets.
I'm with Mindy.
Yeah.
He's taking the hornets.
And think how much sleep you could get.
I know.
Oh, Mindy's going to jail because everybody's
you just relax.
Nice.
Everybody's
nice. Do I get to wear special gloves?
Doesn't specify.
How are they stingy with special gloves on?
Well, I'm still, everything else is exposed,
although
but I want to rip.
Stings do really
hurt. They do, yeah.
T-Dog, what are you doing with that one?
Then I'm going to jail cell.
There you go.
You can join us.
Yes.
Yeah,
you guys
I
are
think the three of us would have fun in the jail
I think so, too.
We could play cards.
Maybe we should avoid both.
I'm not breaking up on any nests.
We could learn how to crochet.
Oh!
See,
this is why you're clean.
Yes.
You want to crochet.
We're going to go inspect her car. She's not clean. All right. How about one more question, then we'll promote T-Dog, and then we'll call it an end. You want to do that?
Sounds good. Who's picking the last one?
You're up, Joe.
Oh, I thought I just picked it.
Yep.
I picked her backup strip, though. So, all right. I'm a strip guy.
I do have a towel in my back seat for my dog.
Oh, that's clean.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I have like 30 French fries in my back.
That's because you have young kids. Yes.
Do I have the right to read that?
Yeah.
You think
so? Yeah, but I don't want to make fun of my colleagues.
Yeah, because that's so not you.
Why do most weather people love to exaggerate bad weather news like floods, snowstorms, et cetera?
Yeah, you're like the antithesis of that.
Especially on ABC, you know, they make it.
You say that stuff all the time. You have the hypometer.
Yeah.
Well, I'm making fun of it, though. I'm making fun of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because and that's okay. You should make fun
because
of it.
New sells, and that's what people do. I think they have that option to hyperbolize and make little things big things because they know it opens up eyes and it gets clicks. That's why people do it. Yeah. I think.
I do think here that overall our meteorologists here don't hype.
Yeah,
but I think what the viewers see a lot of times and we get accused of is because we talk about it a lot. Oh, you're hyping it, but the reality is, if a snowstorm's coming of any kind, it's going to impact people. We have to talk about it on the news because it's going to have an impact. And the number one thing by far people watch the news for is
the weather.
So if there's a storm coming, we're going to talk about it a lot. I think that gets interpreted into hype. Is that just
because
we're talking
about it? Well, it's a slippery slope, though.
But if you tune on some of the network news.
Network news.
And they are turning every little weather event.
250,000 people in
this. Formula where they love the 18 million Americans at risk from below freezing
temperatures. Well, that's the thing, too, is why we cover snowstorms so extensively is because weather impacts literally every single person. A snowstorm impacts everyone, whereas a fire might impact 10 people or a hospital closing might impact 100 people. Snow impacts everyone. But, I mean, the networks totally
do
it. They turn it up considerably. I think ours is just the repetition of making sure everyone's aware, and they take that as hype.
Yeah.
And another thing is the size of our viewing area, too, because you get someone that has a foot of snow and someone just have a dusting.
Right.
That person with the dustings and be like, what were you talking about?
That's true.
We hear that all the time.
Yeah.
You said, you know, an inch to 12 inches, and sometimes that's the forecast.
Our area is hard to cover because it's so
all over the
wide.
Yeah.
It's tough to find that sweet spot where you want to give the information, not be hyperbolic with it, and just give it, but not to a point where you're trying to scare people. It's called fear casting instead of forecasting. I don't know. It's a delicate balance.
It is.
You know what's not a delicate balance? T-Dog's podcast. Tell us about it.
So I do a podcast here at the station, The Creepy Side of NEPA. Basically, we just look into the creepy stories of the viewing area. People have legends, stories. People have their own stories, Honda location, stuff like that.
So, yeah, you do that, what, once a month, a month?
Once a month. October, we usually do a weekly then.
What's been your favorite so far?
We did an episode on a story called the Suskin Screamer in Pittston. There was like 20 stories on one road in Pittston. That was probably my favorite episode so far.
Wow. And so do you come into this as a believer of haunted things or
yeah, I mean, I don't believe every story, but I think everybody has one at least. Even you probably have one, Joe. You probably have one thing that happened to you that you can't explain.
You know, I'm a skeptic and I'm very doubtful of your content, but it's great content and it's very entertaining. That's like, all
when I first started, I didn't think it would last. I thought maybe an episode or two for Halloween.
It's very popular. Very, very popular.
And you do have a great podcasting voice.
You do have a great
voice. What always amazes me in some of those stories is that you talk to some of these people and they seem like down to earth, logical, and they'll tell you a story of something they saw or experienced. And I'm just like, how could that possibly have happened?
Yeah. Yep.
And I don't feel like they're making it up, and I don't feel like they're illogical. So
we had everyone on the show from teachers to state troopers telling stories.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yep. Yep. Check it out. It's worth it.
Yeah, creepy so that's another Creepy Side of WNEP, and that's the other WNEP podcast,
yep.
Right?
I mean, when we started podcast, Joe, we had like 8 of them here at the station. Now it's only down to us.
Yeah. We are the survivors.
We're the survivors.
The only two left.
Yeah, we're getting thousands of downloads per episode, and that's why I'm glad you guys are
John,
tuned in now.
Maybe we should start a podcast.
No, you're in this one. It's Brown Bag.
We're now part of one.
Are we part of this one officially?
Yeah, I think there's going to be it.
If there's any awards, do we get our name on the plaque? Or?
Take me, yes. Please.
Somehow Joe roped me into this one.
Please.
People are on vacation. Joe's like, come on, in early. It'll be fun.
And T-Dog, you've loved every minute.
Yeah, T-Dog, you loved it.
I guess. It was fun.
And why don't we end it by maybe...
We're fun people.
We'll all go out and get some 39-cent hamburgers.
Yeah, be a little old.
How'd it go?
Yeah, a little hard to find.
Top diggity dog.
Top dog.
I love it. All right. Well, at the bottom of this video, or if you're just listening, you'll see the email. So get your questions in.
I just put it up now, Joe. So.
Okay. For the next segment, it's simply brownbag@wnep.com. Brownbag@wnep.com. Now, these are the kind of questions we like.
Yes.
Kind of, we don't shy away from anything.
Kind of serious, kind of goofy, kind of, juicy, right? Keep them coming.
No bird questions.
No bird questions, no compliments.
No more compliments.
Yeah.
No more compliments.
Yeah.
And what's this question? What does Mindy look like without makeup?
It's
oh,
scary.
That's a perfect
These
question.
People see me in the morning without makeup, and I feel bad
Come
for
on.
Them.
I posted a picture without makeup once, and someone commented, wow, makeup really is amazing.
Don't read the comments.
Yeah.
Teep Dog, end this with the song one more time, please.
I had enough.
He's done.
I'm done.
Wait, I never sang my Summer of the Chicken song that I made up.
It's the Summer of the Chicken, and you have the perfect song.
I hope I remember the lyrics.
This is the perfect place to do it.
John's like, are you sure about this?
How about if we do a hum or something in the background?
Okay, yeah. It's the summer of the chicken, both for me and for you. It's the summer of the chicken, haven't... Oh, wait, no, I messed up. Okay. It's the summer of the chicken, haven't you heard the news? It's the summer of the chicken, both for me and for you. It's the summer of the chicken, don't you dare feel blue. It's the summer of the chicken, everyone say cock-a-doodle-doo.
Hit that stop button.
Oh, nice. My God.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything, Mr. Curiosity. About.